Awesome. Hey, I'm doing some research and collecting some data with oil and gas companies all across Canada. I'm talking with environmental engineers, safety consultants, GIS, emergency preparedness managers. And what's your title there, Sean? Are you involved in IT or?
No, ops manager.
So operations, eh? Hmm. Yeah. You know, if what I'm saying is not going to make sense, you can just, throw me under the bus or steer me in the right direction, but I think it might resonate with you. If I could just bounce this off you just for a brief moment. Are you cool for a couple minutes?
We'll take a quick listen what it's about, and then we'll have to arrange another time.
Okay, cool. Well, we've been having some conversations with companies like Suncor Energy, Husky Oil, Husky Energy, SNC-Lavalin, just to name a few organizations. And we've been talking about the way they handle data assessment and GIS data gathering and reporting and tracking in an emergency incident or situation. And what we've discovered is some real huge gaps in the way that they manage and share and understand their GIS data to achieve real-time situational awareness in an emergency situation for sort of like ongoing monitoring requirements.
Right.
And we initially started off in sort of damage assessment, then we went to data assessment, and by interacting and talking with, dozens and dozens of people like yourself, we realized a common theme, and we sort of discovered the holy grail, is that there's a lack of time to get very concise understanding and situational awareness quickly when a major event or emergency occurs. And there's sort of this lack of eyes on the ground, and the real cracking of the code was the social media. People reporting from the ground at all this, at the same time, into a very simple, understandable window of what's going on. And I just, wanted to find out, a little bit about, what you do, or if you know anything about, your geographic informational systems or anything along that.
With reporting, something we're looking at doing, but don't have at this time.
Oh, really? Eh.
Yeah.
We're just a young startup here in Vancouver, and we've just come out of beta. And as I said, we've created this tool. It's like Google Maps with analytics. And we just validated this with a trial with the city of Vancouver during an earthquake shakeout, where we could take a window of 48 hours of collating all the information coming in from all these angles and emergency responders, and we could bring that down to 20 minutes. And veteran emergency responders have said, wow, this is the first time I've ever seen this unfold in real time. So we've got this really interesting tool, and I really was just reaching out to you to see if I could get your feedback and opinion on what we've created, and just to see what resonates with you. And I wanted to maybe see if you might be flexible in a week or two just to show you a quick 10-15 minute demo of this online.
We could probably do something next week.
Okay, cool.
If you want to call me, let's see here. Oh, probably Tuesday, right after lunch.
Okay. Excellent.
And then we can go through it real quick, and I'll offer you do what you got.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. What we typically do is if you see it and you like it and you go like, oh my God, this is so awesome, then as we go up the supply chain, there's other people that you could possibly refer me to if need be. What's your email, Sean?
It's S Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R.
Okay.
At ArcResources.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for your precious time today. I'll send that out to you, and we'll swing back and call you Tuesday of next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.